In the spirit of our Thanksgiving weekend, I'll begin my talk this morning by reading the Undoksan. This is Undoksan is a hymn, a Buddhist song that we sing regularly at our services, but it's also, this is one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan, so this is one of the most important teachings that we have in our tradition. We usually sing it in Japanese, but it's nice to hear the English words from time to time as well to reflect upon the meaning. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. The debt of gratitude I owe to Amida's great compassion, I will proclaim until my life disintegrates into dust. The debt of gratitude I owe to my Dharma teachers, I will express until my bodily form is finally shattered. Nyōrai daihi no ondoku wa miyoko ni shitemo hozubeshi. Shishu chishiki no ondoku mo hone o kudakitemo shasubeshi to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Did you all have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes? Very good. Yes? Yeah? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? Santa did come with a helicopter yesterday. Yes, he did. He came to the Hiller Aviation Museum. That's right. Yes. So Thanksgiving is a time when we, before we start getting ready for Christmas as Buddhists, we also celebrate Thanksgiving, a holiday when we think about what we're grateful for. So in the spirit of this weekend, I wanted to begin with a question. Can you tell me something that you're thankful for this weekend? Anybody? Yeah, Nicole? You're thankful that you're alive. That's right. For what could we be more grateful? Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah, how about you, Cameron? You're thankful for video games. Okay, anybody else here thankful for video games? Oh, a couple of people. Yeah, yes. So something that I'm thankful for Shoma, how about you? What are you thankful for? Oh, for television, yes. My son is thankful for television. Yes. Lots of things that we enjoy, things that we appreciate. I really appreciate Nicole's answer. Thankful to be alive, thankful for all the things that keep us alive, thankful for food, thankful for water, thankful for the clean air that we breathe. All of these wonderful things, right? And Thanksgiving is a wonderful time for being thankful, but it's also good to be thankful all year long. This year, in the summer, I was particularly thankful for lifeguards. Thankful for lifeguards because we went swimming at the pool, and I was remembering for many years I've been thankful for lifeguards. When I was a college student and a high school student, my summer job was to teach swimming lessons. Does anybody here take swimming lessons? Yeah, so a few people do. Phoebe and Nina do. Yeah, and at the swimming pool, do they have a diving board? Does anybody ever swim at a pool with a diving board? Yeah, sometimes. Cole does sometimes. So at the swimming pool where I taught, there was a diving board. And one of the things that the students in my swimming class were thankful for was something that we called free time. Free time when they could just swim and have fun. And I taught a class of older kids, and as soon as I said free time, they would all scurry over to the diving board. You know, at the pool, you can't run at the swimming pool, but I've noticed that kids, when they're at the pool, they really want to get in line for the diving board, so they do this kind of really fast walking that's not quite running. Right? They're kind of scurrying, I'm not quite running, but they're getting there as fast as they could, getting to the diving board to line up and to jump off the diving board and to do tricks. And each one wanted to do something cooler than the kid before them, right? But we had certain rules like no doing flips, right? And other things that might be dangerous. But the kids, they wanted to show off. They wanted to show everybody how cool and how talented they were. Yes, Dioma? Belly flops, yeah, people might do some belly flops. One of my coworkers actually would hold a belly flop contest for his students. I don't know how much he liked his students, but he would have a belly flop contest for the students, and he would judge them by how red their tummies got afterwards. But in my students in my class, they're trying to show off and they're trying to do sort of tricks and turns. And as they were trying to be cooler and cooler, they got a little bit overconfident. Do you know the word overconfident? It means you think you can do something, but actually you can't do that. You can't do it. You're not able to quite yet, but you think, oh, I can do that. And so this one girl got a little bit overconfident, and I'm not sure what she was trying to do. But what she actually did was she jumped up on the board and she started twisting around. And say if this was the diving board, she started jumping and twisting. And all of a sudden, she didn't quite clear the board. And boom, she hit the board with her back and then fell into the water. Now, I was her teacher, so I was in charge of keeping her safe, right? But I was actually on the other side of the pool helping one of the students work on his breaststroke. Work on his swimming. And so I was very grateful because there was a lifeguard who jumped right into the pool and pulled her out, made sure she was safe. She was a little bit freaked out because she didn't realize. She wasn't badly hurt, but she was very surprised because all of a sudden she got hit by the board, and the next thing she knew, there was a lifeguard jumping in. The lifeguard thought that maybe she'd hurt her back, so the lifeguard did one of these like neck holds, so she thought the lifeguard was trying to choke her. But then the lifeguard brought her over to the edge of the pool and safely pulled her out and made sure she was okay. But after that, I noticed she was very careful on the diving board, and I was very careful watching my students and staying close, but always grateful for the lifeguard because I knew that I wasn't able to help all of the students just all by myself. Yes, Dioma?
Do you know the other lifeguard's name?
The other lifeguard's name was Jenny. Jenny, yes. Yes, Jenny Marston, yes. So I know that because she's a cousin of one of my best friends. So, but we have these lifeguards at the swimming pool who help us to be safe and who help us to be safe. And sometimes the lifeguards will blow the whistle and they'll tell you to observe the rules and to be careful, right? And so lifeguards help us to recognize what we're doing in the water. Yes, Dioma? They sometimes blow the whistle and they give us breaks. Yes, Dioma?
Like at our neighborhood pool.
At our neighborhood pool, they blow the whistle and they give us a break and they tell us to come out of the pool and to calm down and to take some time to rest, to think about how we're swimming. And so for me, Amida Buddha is like a lifeguard. Is like a lifeguard for my life. Not just when I'm in the pool, but every day in my life. Because sometimes I fall into the deep end, I fall into water where I can't swim, and I start sinking down in greed, and I want more and more. Did anybody find themselves sinking down in greed on Thursday? You know, just eating more and more and more. I ate way too much. I kind of went overboard a little bit with dessert and all of that, right? And sometimes with anger, sometimes we get really upset about something. Someone does something that really makes us upset. Maybe it's somebody in our family. Maybe it's a brother or a sister. Maybe takes one of our toys or something. Oh, we get so angry that we lose sight. We lose our good judgment, right? And so the teaching of the Buddha, Amida Buddha, is always there to help to pull us up and to blow the whistle and call for us to take a break. So when we come here on Sunday, it's sort of like break time, where we come to this temple and we take a little break and we think about the things that we try to do, how we're trying to live a good life, how we're trying not to get too greedy or too angry or too frustrated. But sometimes when I get angry or when I get greedy, I don't even realize at the time. I just think, oh, this apple crisp tastes so good. I'll have another plate, and I'll have some of that ice cream too. Oh, this is so good. And I don't even realize I'm eating way too much, right? But that's what we call that ignorance. So we have these three poisons: we have greed, anger, and ignorance. And maybe somebody ate up all the ice cream, and oh, I'm so mad. I wanted some of that too, right? So we can sink down, and we can have conflict. We can have fights with people. People we love, people we care about, people we don't even know. But the Buddha tells us that the way to live peacefully and happily is to be kind to everyone. So I'm grateful to the Buddha for being like my lifeguard and also being like a mirror. Do you remember a few weeks ago we talked about how Amida Buddha was like a mirror? A mirror that shows us how we really are, helps us to see what we're really doing. Just like a lifeguard can help you to see that what you're doing isn't safe, Amida Buddha shows that mirror to show me that, oh, what I'm doing with my heart isn't wise, showing me when I'm being foolish, showing me when I'm being greedy or angry, right? And so remember, Amida Buddha is like a mirror. That doesn't mean that when we look at Amida Buddha, we see a physical reflection of ourselves. Remember, we don't all have golden skin and blue hair, right? But if we look at Amida Buddha, we see what we're like on the inside. We see how the Buddha is calm and compassionate, and we think, oh, am I being calm and compassionate like a Buddha? Maybe, maybe not. And when we're not, we can recognize, oh, but the Buddha's here to help pull me up. Remember, we had this hand sign the Buddha's giving. Remember what this means? What does this one mean? A-okay, that's right. This is the gesture of removing fear, that it's going to be okay, right? You're not going to be angry forever. You're not going to be greedy forever, right? At some point, you'll eat too much and your stomach will start hurting, right? Yes, Dilma? Christmas won't come, that's right. That's right. Christmas will come eventually, but we just need to not get so concerned and so wrapped up in waiting for Christmas to come that we can't do anything but complain, right? We have to be calm and at peace. And then the Buddha's, this one is the gesture of granting wishes, of giving us what we really need. What we really need may not be all those Christmas presents we're wishing for, but giving us the peace of mind and the calm heart that the Buddha gives us, right? So for me, on this Thanksgiving and every day, I am grateful, and I try to remember and be grateful to Amida Buddha. And one of the ways that we do that is by remembering these words of Shinran Shonin, the Ondoksan, that I read at the start of my talk, and that we sing from time to time. The debt of gratitude I owe to Amida's great compassion I will proclaim until my life disintegrates into dust. My whole life, so grateful to be alive, and throughout this whole life, Namo Amida Butsu. That's how we express our gratitude in the Nembutsu. The debt of gratitude I owe to my Dharma teachers, Shinran Shonin, Denyo Shonin, my Dharma school teachers, everybody who helps me to understand the Dharma, I will express until my bodily form is finally shattered, through my whole life, to be grateful, to live each day with gratitude. Of course on Thanksgiving, but every day, to be grateful for the Buddha's wisdom and compassion.
ま、感謝というのは毎日の行いですね。お念仏の中に生かされるというのは、今日生きてることこそが、ありがたいことでございますね。で、私がこういう、むさぼりとか怒りとか愚かさに沈んでしまうような人間なんですけれども、阿弥陀様の力によって、私が正しい 誠の自分の姿を見て、そして阿弥陀如来の正しい方向に向きを変えて歩んでいける力がありますね。この音読さんの言葉は、その感謝を表す命がある限り、阿弥陀如来の救いの感謝を表しましょうという言葉がここにありますね。So
in conclusion, I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us together say the Nembutsu of gratitude.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.